Okay, so the Malbim, on the opening pasuk of Parsha Truma, or it's not the opening because there's Vaidaber, but the opening of Parsha Truma tells us seven lessons he learns about tzedakah, the Truma, the donations given to the Mishkan. The pasuk says, Daber al b'nei Yisrael v'yichu li Truma. Take for me Truma. Made kol yesh asher yivenu livo. From everybody who is generous in his heart and wants to give, tekua trumati, take from him the truma. So what are the lessons the Malbim learns? He said these are all conditions that Hashem made as part of this donation. Number one, he says it's got to be that it's an option. It's not obligatory. He didn't say that v'yitnuli, everybody has to give it. He said v'yichuli truma mekol yesh asher yivenu livo. So it's not al yidei shum hechrich. You know, the mitzvah here is really just to appoint gabayim to accept it. So the person has to want to give it. Number two, li lishmi shelo yarev brucho pniyach itzonid kabel pa'erev nidvato. Every person should be doing it for me. The shame, the mitzvah. There are a lot of times that people give, and I don't want someone should take any of this lemais about hilchot tzedakah today. We accept tzedakah from people who give it for whatever reason. Okay, that's the only way that's going to happen. So people who are giving it, the Gemara says it's a mefurish Gemara that al menatshe yichem eni. You know, you give the tzedakah so that something happens, and it's valid tzedakah. We want that tzedakah. So a person who gives the tzedakah to get his name on the building, that's valid tzedakah. I'm not saying it's the highest level of tzedakah. That may be the level of tzedakah for today. So don't. This is talking about the Mishkan specifically. About the Mishkan specifically, the person shouldn't be doing it for kavod. He shouldn't be doing it for honor. He shouldn't be doing it for any other goal, solely that he wants to give it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number three, Sheyichu Truma, a donation. Not Kol Rechusho. Not all his money. We have a rule. You're never expected to give more than a fifth of your money for a mitzvah aseh. Number four, it's a little bit complicated, but there's a slight distinction he has. He says, again, you know how the Malbim, we've mentioned a few times, never has synonyms.
Wait, you can't give more than a fifth of your money for a mitzvah aseh. What's the mitzvah where it says you should even, like, isn't it for Arbor Close, so you should even sell the shirt off your back?
Hanukkah candles.
What?
Hanukkah candles.
They're abundant. Okay, so that's a more complicated sugya as to whether those are the exception, but really for the Dalai Koso, we were saying that you should be mechazer ala p'tachim. For other mitzvot, we say if you don't have it, so then you won't do it. Okay, it's a little more complicated off our topic now. But nonetheless, certainly for this mitzvah, he's saying a donation, not all your money. Number four, he has a chiluk between kach mimenu and kach meito. So he says, v'yichuli trumati me'ed akol asher yivenu libo. He says, this has to be the person giving it of his own volition. This is slightly different than his first point. His first point was that you're not obligated, and here it's that the person is doing it wholeheartedly of his own interest, not from anyone forcing him. Whether or not you have an obligation, sometimes people have an obligation and then don't do it. Here, you can have an obligation and we'll force you to do it, or not have an obligation, we'll force you to do it anyway. Here, none of that. Aleph was no obligation. Dalid was, we don't force him to do it. Hey, shelo yachshavu, shelo yichun davaz zot rak min ashirim. Don't think it's from only the rich people. It's from anyone. Me'et kol ish, anyone. And vav, very important, related to that. Therefore, since it's not only from the rich people, anything. When he says Asherid Vilinibol, Kol Mashin Nadev, Af Chut Echad, a person wants to donate one thread, one string, we're going to take it. But the biggest message I got from this Malbim was his seventh point. And that's why I bolded it, underlined it. I don't remember, did I make the font bigger? It's possible. Okay? The emphasis added is mine, it's not from the Malbim. But the Malbim says you can learn something from this. It's v'yichu li truma, tekua trumati. We know the rule. All the money really belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As David HaMelech hinted, ki mimcha kol miyadcha nanu lecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you tell us to give you things. It's yours. What we're giving you is yours. Everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Li hakesef li hazav. It's his money, his silver, his gold. So what do you mean? V'yichu li truma, tekua trumati, that we're going to give venu. We're going to donate it. In what way is it ours? Says the Malbim, That's the way it's yours. How do you make it yours? It becomes yours when you give it to him. So it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. You get it for a split microsecond when you give it to him. It becomes yours to your credit. The only way, all the money in the world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. The only way to make it yours is by using it for him, by giving tzedakah. And that's the lesson, that one certainly does apply today. The only way you're going to take it with you, the only thing you take with you into Olam Haba is the tzedakah you gave. All the money that you have that you didn't give away, you're not taking with you. The only thing you're taking, the only way to make it yours, it's really, Hashem has put it in your possession to use it. Okay, every money, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Liyah Kezav, Liyah Zav. It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not yours. You want it to be yours? How does that happen? When you give it away. Through that, he says, then you're Zochebo, V'chashiv Shinravei Mishalol Hashem. That's when it's considered that you gave it to Hashem. Until you gave it to Hashem, it's not considered yours. And the only way it's considered yours is when you give it away. And that's I don't know what the right word for this is. What you would think is it's the opposite of what you would think.
Counterintuitive.
Counterintuitive. There you go. That's the good word. Okay, it's counterintuitive. It's mine. I can do what I want with it. No, it's not yours. It's a Kaddish Baruch Hu's. The only way to make it yours is to give it away. And that's the beautiful message of this Malbim, who learned all these wonderful ideas about the Truma of the Mishkan. This was the ideal of what Hashem wanted. Every person who wants to give, gives it wholeheartedly. And he gives it for the right reasons. And he's giving only the amount he wants to give. And anybody who wants, it doesn't matter who you are, how rich you are, and you're not forced to give, and you can give any amount, even the slightest amount. But after all that, understand this. The only way it's yours that you're giving is when you give it. That's the way it becomes yours. Otherwise, it's all really HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shkoyach.